I've never seen what a placenta looks like. That was the worst.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 23 of the Game Plan Podcast. We are here with a little bit of a smaller crew this week, but I am Luke Frazier, your host, here with Nick Kane.
Good afternoon.
Cameron Wasmond.
Oh.
Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good enough.
I started tensing up before I said it. Guys, we are here to talk about video games, unlike what we've just been talking about for the past 20 minutes before the show. So,
school grades.
Yeah, school and grades. Maybe we'll default to that because there's nothing going on in the video game industry in the summer.
But that's the summer.
That is the summer. But to shoot us off, because Kane shot us off last week. Cameron, what have you been playing? You been playing anything
fun?
Oh,
man. I'm playing all sorts of freaking games. I played Sonic. Oh, God. What is the name of this game? It's such a mess. Like, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed.
That game is so good. It's ridiculous.
I know. I was completely expecting it to be just the worst.
That's free on Steam this weekend, right?
Yeah. That's why I played it. Because I was expecting it to be terrible, and I was like,
Wow.
I got on PlayStation for my wife because she's a big Mario Kart fan. That game is ridiculously good.
Yeah, it was. I was expecting it to be like Mario Kart ripoff, but it's more like Diddy Kong Racing, because it's like you got boats and planes and carts, and it just switches back and forth.
Yeah,
and it's ridiculously good looking. Like it's got a very cool art style.
CryEngine?
Yeah.
Oh my
really?
Gosh.
Oh yeah, my totally. God. I was wondering why that Samba de Amigo stage looked so amazing. I was like, holy God, I can't even focus on racing right now.
Crytek, which
you're cutting out, dude.
Not be the actual as we know it. That's a good one, game.
It's good.
Yeah. It's like cut out and completely static until it's a good looking game. It's like,
No, it's also really buggy. Have you noticed? Is the PC version? Because the PlayStation version is pretty far and buggy.
I haven't had many bugs with it, but I only played it for like 3 or 4 hours in a row.
Or through the level, you're just doing weird stuff, flopping around.
Flopping around. Nice.
I remember one time I got hit with the tornado thing, and I got spun backwards, and I hit a wall, and he like clipped up into the side of the wall. That was pretty buggy. Yeah.
No, and like it has like, well, it might just be the place, and like these like weird loading things where like it just loads for too long and stuff, but the game is awesome. It's also brutal, unlike Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah,
it
dude.
It has, like, adaptive items. So, like, you won't get the best item in first place, but, like, other than that, if you're in last place, you're, like, SOL. They're not going to give you the best item in the game just because you're losing, which I love that.
Yeah, it's like, that game's pretty, like, my hand hurt after playing it for a couple hours because I was squeezing the hell out of my Xbox controller on my PC trying to...
Yeah.
It was like...
I've been trying to peddle that game around to anyone who likes kart racers. It's so fun.
Oh, yeah,
because there's none on the PC, so I was expecting them all to just suck, and then this
That's
came around and it's like, hey.
That definitely has the PC crowd behind it.
Oh, I never even thought about that. All the other ones, like Mod Nation, Little Big Planet, Mario Kart, none of those are on PC.
No.
Yeah, at all. That's interesting.
And the name bugs me, though. Why is it Sonic and All-Stars? Why isn't it Sega All-Stars Racing?
Sonic
Sega. Do they really need to throw Sonic on it just in case people are like, what the hell is Sega?
I guess.
Who is Sega?
Yeah, kids see Sonic, I guess, and identify or something. I don't
Sometimes
know.
Sometimes we all just want to go fast.
Yeah.
Is that
your favorite character?
Alex Kidd. It's one of those games. It's like people playing Smash when you have that realization that you don't play the character you love, you play the character that has the best stats. So it's like I was trying to play like Crazy Taxi guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what his name was because I love Crazy Taxi. That was my shit.
That's my friend's favorite. He's so good.
Oh god, Crazy Taxi on the Dreamcast was like good 2 years of my childhood.
Yeah, my friend, he always plays him in Sonic, because, like, he's really, like, min-max for, like, because, like, plane levels, he has the highest, like, speed in the game, so he just flies straight, like, he doesn't even turn the planes, like, you know what, I'm the fastest, screw it, but, like, he handles like crap.
Yeah.
That's great. I like Shadow a lot, and oh man,
Wreck-It Ralph.
He's the worst. I forgot.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, I forgot about that. I know we've talked about this on the podcast before.
Yep.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph isn't voiced by John C. Reilly in that game, and it's terrible.
Oh god, the Pyro's voice is so bad. He's like, doesn't sound like the Pyro from Team Fortress 2 at all.
The Pyro's in that game?
Yeah, they did the Team Fortress 2 promotion like half the games on Steam do these days, where they put the Team Fortress 2 guys in there. Like, the cart is the Pyro, and the boat is the Heavy, and the plane is the Spy. It's kind of nice. Wait, it's not like it's not just the person flying, you know, they have their vehicles and all that.
But... Yeah, right.
It's like, you just go off a ramp and suddenly you turn into a spy and fly away.
That would be pretty fun.
That would be pretty badass. Like, he just has his arms out like he's flying.
Cool. Mm. So sounds like you're having a good time with that. Anything else
it's pretty
you've
cool.
Been having a good time
it's also like $7, so can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, that game's like... Yeah. Relatively new, isn't it? Like less than a year old.
Oh, January 31st, 2013.
Wow, that's game depreciation, guys. Never buy new.
Well, no, I remember buying it. It was a $40 game at launch, anyway.
Oh,
it's 30. It's 30 now, and 75% off, so it's $7.
Sweet, crazy.
It's a good game.
Good game. Play it, everyone. Cameron, what else you been playing?
Oh God, I can't even. Killing Floor. That's it.
Killing
I'm playing
Floor.
A lot of Killing Floor. That game is super cool.
I've heard of Killing
I love the
Floor,
new update.
But I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so it's like, I don't know why, but people compare it to Left 4 Dead when it's like not like it at all. It actually came out before it, I think. Yeah, it totally did. Left 4 Dead's not even that old. It's only 5 years old. That's kind of sad, actually.
Killing Floor is older than 5 years?
Oh, Killing Floor came out in like 2005, dude.
That blows my mind, man. I think it's just been getting traction in the last, like, year or two.
It was a mod for Unreal Tournament 2004 until, like, 2009, okay. And that's when Tripwire picked it up, and they're like, let's make this mod into, like, a full-on game.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, then.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think they did... Wasn't that what they did with Red Orchestra, too? Just Red Orchestra. I think that was a mod also, but I cannot remember.
They did... Well, it wasn't, like, Counter-Strike a mod. Originally.
Yeah, Counter-Strike was a mod back in the early days.
A Half-Life mod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But,
Team Fortress was a Quake mod.
Yeah.
And then they made it into a Half-Life mod, and then they made it into an actual game.
Crazy.
Isn't Killing Floor the game that you level up within each round?
It's all like universal leveling up, but there's like different perks. And, God, I am having a hell of a time explaining Killing Floor, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it other than it's not.
It's round-based, it's co-op, there's like a big old horde mode game. You get money for killing zombies, and then you spend the money on more ammo and more guns, and you level up all of your perks. And they have like Firebug, which is flamethrowers, and Support, which is shotguns, and stuff like that. I'm not going to list them all off, there's like six of them.
Cool.
But yeah, it's... It's a really cool game, and it's like it was like on sale for $2. So,
I love that, and that summer sale hasn't even been here yet.
I know, right? It's like
where
there's
is
just
it?
All these deals going on. It doesn't even matter because it's always deals.
It has to show up soon, like within a week. It's gotta, right?
Sometimes. Oh man, I have so much money ready to just buy everything on Steam.
God, it usually happens around mid-July or last.
I want to buy all option. They should just add that to the front page where it's like buy every game you don't own on Steam.
You'd be so broke, like all of those like super publisher deals that are like $100.
Oh god, I mean just every game you don't own.
Yeah.
And then they just exclude Railworks because that's just taking my money.
Well, is that the extent of your fun?
Pretty much. I mean, I played more WWE 13, but
I can't freaking stop.
It's so funny.
I can't stop playing that game. I don't know why. It's like my childhood obsession is back, and it's just always there. Like I can just turn on my PlayStation and like teleport back into my childhood, and watch Stone Cold beat up a guy and drink beer.
Oh, Stone Cold! What a great guy!
He seems like a really cool dude.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think he has like a podcast now. He probably talks about like conspiracy theories or something.
Oh, I love it when wrestlers don't turn into crackpots. Like,
yeah, or don't like kill their families or die.
Oh god,
or something.
I loved Chris Benoit when I was a kid. That broke my heart.
He brutally murdered his family. It didn't. I don't think it broke anyone's heart more than them.
Oh god,
literally broke their hearts. Ouch. Okay, so other than this morbid stuff, Nick's been playing Animal Crossing, so make us smile, man.
Okay, well, right before the podcast, the deer I've been trying to slip into, she came over my house, that was great.
Wait, did you say slip into? You're trying...
that was my attempt at making a crude gesture more friendly sounding.
I missed the first part of the toy. I just got, like, really lost for a second. I was like, wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah, so basically, it's a lesbian bestiality fantasy I'm having in this game.
Wait, you're a girl?
Always.
In every game? Or just
in
this
every game?
Wait, is this still Animal Crossing?
Yes. But every RPG you play a girl?
If I can, heck yeah.
Why? Curious.
Because if you're going to spend so much time, wouldn't you rather be looking at something you could feasibly be attracted to than a dude?
It's pixels, though.
I guess I don't know. Maybe I have a harder time, like, putting myself in their place when it's a girl.
Oh, well, yeah. Most RPGs, I don't get the chance to care enough.
Oh, yeah. You just, like your stuff with Tails, right? When you just skip all cutscenes, fight.
Yeah, and, like, in Skyrim... What's hotter than, like, a chicken plate mail?
Oh, yeah, you don't even look at her, anyway.
There's
so
some terrifying mods for Skyrim when it comes to women.
I know, I've seen them.
The sweaty one?
God. No, just all of them.
have you seen the sweaty one? It's terrible.
Oh, no. I've seen some terrible ones. I saw one that turns women's boobs into helicopter blades and they fly around. I'm not even joking.
No, yeah, the sweaty one,
look,
like, everyone
up.
Just looks, like, glisteny, like they're... In a porn film, it's just, it's weird. People.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. It's
moist.
What?
The big problem is, though, I'm sorry, I got totally distracted, is that my wife started playing.
And she takes your 3DS when she plays?
Yes. Yes. It's the worst.
Oh, no. That 3DS must get, like, 8 hours of playtime every day.
I was probably putting on, like, 3 hours a day. And now she, yeah, probably, like, in reality, like, 5 to 7 hours a day now.
That thing is getting a workout.
No, I have the big old battery pack on it, which is good.
Nice. Good.
Because, but, yeah, that, so I have a new townsperson, which is hard. Because it runs through all my flowers, and I hate that.
I used to do that to stuff my friends sometimes. It's mean.
Yeah, but besides that, what have I been playing? Ferraria a lot. I played the GT6 demo, which I enjoyed a lot.
Did you play Rogue Legacy yet?
No, I'm gonna start that on Monday.
Cool.
And I played a lot of Dota yesterday.
You're still hooked on that.
So good. I'm on a 7-game streak, which is ridiculous.
That's insane. That one night that I sent you that picture of me downloading it, I never went to it.
Yeah.
I just went to bed because I was like, I don't want to start this tonight. And then
no. 7 games in a row. It's pretty huge. Because before that, I was on a 5-game losing streak. But before that, I've never gone, like, 3 in a row of win or losses. So, like, all my friends suddenly got really good at Dota in the last week, apparently.
Wow. So you just ride on their coattails?
I play a support character, so, you know, you could call riding it on their coattails. But I feel like I'm more of the team.
Yeah, you can hold your own.
As a support, heck yeah, dude, I love supports in that game.
Nice.
Because, like, okay, I don't know how familiar, you know, a bunch of League of Legends kids and stuff. Do you know what the carry is, Luke?
The carry?
Yeah, Carry.
Not really.
Okay, the carry is, like, the crux of the team.
Okay.
They are the person that, then the character's built like this, it's not, like, nomenclature, like, they're a character specific, where they get really, really, really powerful at the end of the game, but they take the most care, caution, and resource management.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. It's too much pressure. Like, if your carry screws up, you just lost the game. So, I play support characters, which basically just help the carry do stuff. And it doesn't really matter how good or bad you do as a support, but you can do really good and really bad.
Wow, so you just, like, heal people and stuff?
No, like, I have a couple healers, but, like, one of mine does this thing where shoots this bolo to people, and if a tree or an enemy is behind that person, they're tied together for, like, 4 seconds. So, like, that sets up kills really well. I have another one. This is amazing. He can put this aura on you, and you will lose health, but you cannot drop past 1 HP. So, like, it prevents you dying for 5 seconds. It's so cool.
Whoa.
And my other guy can, like, he links 5 enemies together, and all the damage, 20% of all the damage is shared to everyone else, and, like, stuff like that. But, like, being a carry is so stressful because, again, all the pressure's on you, so I don't like doing that, but,
Just MOBAs in general sound incredibly stressful.
Dota's a great game, but it is a game that is built to be played multiplayer, so unless you have a gang of friends, you're really missing out on a lot of the game, because just playing, like, if you have communication and the other team doesn't, you have a huge advantage right there. So, I don't know, like, my friend just got really good at Dota, like, it was ridiculous, like, one night's like, alright, it was like 34-3, like, I'm like, what? I went like 8-5. Yeah, so Dota's a growing thing, like, it's one of those things that, like, we just practice basically and play as much as we can.
Yeah, I don't have that tight, cool group of buds, so I don't know.
Dude, you could join our group.
I would have so much learning to do.
Oh, yeah. God, I have people inviting me to do stuff like that all the time, but then I'm like, I suck, and I would ruin your team.
No, that's the thing, like, I'm mediocre to good, but took a couple of our newer friends came on, like, they were terrible, but, like, if you have someone to teach you and, like, mentor you, you'll learn way faster, because you just jump in. It's one of those things that... It's like just jumping into learning how to be a French chef. Like, it's so much. But yeah, Dota's a great game, and we are eagerly anticipating the release. Oh, and they just released a patch with a tutorial and everything.
When is it officially released? Don't they have a date out there, or not?
I don't know if there's a date. It's summer. You know what I mean? Vague.
Okay, but it's pretty soon.
I heard it's definitely before the international.
Okay. And when is that held? Do you know?
The first, August 7th through 9th, I think. I'm not, don't quote me on that.
Well, that's like within a month.
Yeah, no kidding. It's crazy. Do you know, is there going to be, like, changes when they switch it out of beta?
I don't know about changes, but I don't know. There's still a couple characters in Dota 1 that they haven't gotten the game yet. I think it's, like, less than a half dozen, however. There's probably going to be some more community stuff, but the game is polished to a mirror shine, basically.
Wow.
And, what's really cool is that it's Dota 1 with just support and better graphics. Because, like, all the changes they make to Dota 2 in terms of, like, balancing, they do to Dota 1 also, which I think is really cool.
Like, are we talking, like, World of Warcraft Dota? The first Dota?
Yeah, Warcraft 3, Luke. Come on.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
I own that game. Okay.
Really?
Warcraft 3 was my jam back in the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, back in when I was like a 5th or 6th grader, my buddy and I would Warcraft 3 it up all the
time. That's killer.
Yeah.
That's really cool. But, like, let's say they want to take my damage down from 175 to 160. They'll do that in Dota 1, too, which I think is really cool.
I can't believe people play the original Dota and it still has support. That blows my mind.
A while ago, I read this Rock, Paper, Scissors article, and they're basically saying, like, and I agree with them, once Dota is released and open, it's going to be the biggest game on PC, like, almost overnight.
You think it's going to take over LoL?
It almost already has, numerically. I mean, they just had that thing, like, 2 or 3 months ago where they said Dota overtook LoL, but, like, it's, like, how you look at the numbers. Like, you can do concurrent users, unique users, and stuff like that, and, like... By some counts, Dota's already more populated than League of Legends.
So, why do you think that is?
It has more people, depending on how you count it.
So why do you think Dota is inching up on League of Legends?
For 2 reasons, I think. 3, actually.
Okay.
Dota, everything is free in Dota. All the characters are playable all the time is what I'm getting at. League of Legends... Which is rather standard practice in free-to-play MOBAs, is that they release maybe 10 characters out of their 60-70 person roster. I think League of Legends is up to 90-plus now, and they're free-to-play for a week.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to buy them if you want to play them forever, right?
Correct. That's not... Every hero in Dota is playable all the time. Okay. The other reason I always think is that League of Legends has outside of match persistence. It's not game breaking by any stretch. And in fact, I enjoyed this aspect when I played League of Legends, is that like you can buy these things called runes or some. There's three versions, but they're all the same thing. Like one will give you like a 0.065% damage buff to like magic or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like it kind of gives, and you can do these things where you spec into other like skill trees and stuff. And that's kind of cool. I enjoyed that, but that's not in Dota. So every single round is brand new, and you never feel like just because a person's been playing longer, they might have an inherent advantage over you.
Okay, so it's like all skill?
Yeah, yeah. Without question. And lastly is this, that, I mean, Dota is gaining steam, and that's the reason it's gaining steam, because, you know, popularity breeds popularity, basically.
Right. It also doesn't hurt that Valve gives out, like, 16 free copies.
Oh,
to
yeah,
everyone.
The fact that the game has to be released blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
What? How?
Like everyone has
people not have the option to play Dota yet? Like, who are you?
Is Dota going to be a free-to-play? Or no?
Yeah, you can... It's almost hard to spend money in that game.
Okay.
Like TF2, they give you... chests, which are like the crates in TF2 that you have to buy like a $2 key to open, and you'll get a pre-selected like cosmetic thing, and you can buy cosmetic outfits, like an entire outfit, $15, which is asinine.
You don't have to like buy the base game though, do you? Because couldn't you like buy into the beta?
No, it's completely free,
but you could buy into the beta though, right?
You really shouldn't buy into the beta, though, because there's so many keys out there. There's actually, I saw a Steam account called Dota 2 Keys, and it has, like, 28,000 Dota 2 keys in its inventory.
And, like, to buy in, to get the key, I think it was 1 cent, basically, on the Steam marketplace.
Okay.
Like, if you want to play that game and haven't yet, I don't even know what you're doing. Like, do you know how the internet works?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you can buy a lot of cosmetics and stuff in that game that do nothing. Obviously, they're just cosmetics.
Right.
But, what we do is we give it to my friends who use their Diablo, like, JSP accounts, where they have all these online forums and stuff for trading, and we just get it all through their Diablo accounts by trading, like, Diablo 3 items or forum gold for stuff.
That's deep. That's deep.
But he goes Christmas shopping for me every now and again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Dota's a good game, man.
Someday.
I'd like to bring up how disappointed I am that I really don't like any of these Valve multiplayer games. Because, like I said in my Interstellar Marines video, it's like I don't like competitive multiplayer games, and that's
Ditto.
Valve's bag. So it's like all these Team Fortress 2 and Dota 2 updates, they look so freaking cool, and I wish I had a game that the developer gave a crap about. I mean, I have Killing Floor. That's probably the closest because, you know, they do all sorts of cool stuff with that.
Yeah.
They do, like, holiday events and all that. So that's cool. But it's like, God, I want to spend my money on keys and open chests, but in a game that I like.
Yeah.
Take my money.
Cam, you should try...
games that, like, we have gotten really into because you have... Well, we have our friends do this. Like, all about motivation in that game because, like, you want to get... That's a game that's really good at making you want to get better. And if you play with friends, it's only amplified because no one likes to be the worst out of their team of friends. Yeah, if you're... It's really competitive. But, I don't know, like, sometimes we'll just do a throwaway game where we'll just pick random characters and suck because...
Yeah, I have, like, no competitive spirit, so I totally see where Cameron's coming from. Cam, you should try, was it like a year ago or something? They released that kind of like a horde mode for TF2.
Oh yeah, Man versus Machine.
Awesome.
That was pretty good, dude. I enjoyed that a lot. Did you ever try that?
It was all right. Yeah, it's all right. I dug it. It wasn't. It didn't feel quite. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It felt like it. Yeah, it wasn't quite the feel I was looking for, but it's totally cool that they're doing stuff like that, and I was kind of hoping that would be the game that or the mode that kind of got me into Team Fortress 2, but sadly, I don't think it did.
Yeah.
Dude, you should get Guild Wars 2 then. It's the best.
I have it.
What? Why aren't you playing it?
He has every game.
I'm podcasting right now, man.
Dude, that game has, like, the best, like, dungeons and, like, single, like, non-competitive multiplayer aspects. That game is crazy good.
Guild Wars 2 is crazy. I'm totally burnt out on MMOs, though, is the thing. Because
no,
I don't know if I brought this up, but I played World of Warcraft for 12 hours a day for seriously, like, 6 years in a row.
Wow.
It was not a pretty sight.
I put about 250 hours or so into Guild Wars 2, and I'm contemplating finally uninstalling it for a little bit. Because I haven't played it for months, but that game is really, really good.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's super cool MMO. Like, once I, you know, am back into an MMO mood in a few years,
yeah,
I'll probably get into it.
It's definitely one of those things that, like, I get it really into it, and I'm just, like, all overnight, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I get the same way, and I'm feeling the same way about Xenoblade Chronicles. Like, right now I'm in the mood. Like, I'm still in the mood because it feels like an MMO. Totally.
Yes, it does.
But nobody else is there. It's just you and your party.
Yeah.
So.
And the segue, Luke, that's what you've been playing.
That is more of what I've been playing. It seems like I've played a lot more, but I think I'm only up to, like, 10 hours right now. But, yeah, that game still got me. I feel it weaning a little bit. I was getting pissed when I just decided to run past, like, two enemies, and all of a sudden, I'm underpowered, and now I have to do all these stupid fetch quests, getting destroyed by bosses and stuff. Nice.
Yeah, it's a really deep battle system, too, actually.
Yeah, and it kind of sneaks up on you, because at first you can just, like, storm people and, like, not do anything, but then it's like, holy crap, now I have to do this, and then this.
They keep introducing mechanics for a very long time into the game, actually. It's really, that's really well done in that game.
Yeah, I like how they do it, too. Like, a boss dude will pop up, and it's like, ooh, now your sword glows with a different symbol, and they're going to introduce a new thing you can do when the boss does something like this or whatever. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Cool.
But that game, crazy slow-paced, I thought.
Yeah, it's like, and it's so, like, stuttery. Like, you're in, like, one huge big area, and eventually you work your way up where you can just steamroll everything there, and then you move on to the next big area, and everything will just destroy you, overall. And it's so weird to me, too, that, like, you'll just be walking around, seeing, like, level, like, 15 stuff, and then all of a sudden, over in the corner, there's, like, a level 75 group. It's like,
I never got to the point of touching them. That's gotta be for, like, return playthroughs, but, you know, when you come back and you're uber high level, there's stuff to do.
Why? Like, that's crazy. I'm like, why are these even here? This is nuts.
Get this out of here.
Right. Like, I was steamrolling through, like, a bunch of, like, level 15, like, spider things, and I entered this place called, like, the Arachnor Lair or something like that. I was like, oh, this is cool. And I saw something to pick up, and I picked it up. All of a sudden, like, level 40 spider pops up from the ground and just destroys me. I'm like, what? This is dumb. Not happy. Shouldn't have gone this way.
0 out of 10.
Yeah, me and Luke just had this conversation about JRPGs.
Yeah, that could even be something we talk about today.
Yeah, I am definitely open to talking about that.
Yeah, we'll get right back to it, because the other thing I played, I think probably the only other thing I played, was Walking Dead 400 Days. I dug that. Have you guys played The Walking Dead at all? Any of it?
I played the first two episodes, and then I was kind of like, man, that house totally got... Oh, I just spoiled it. This is not a spoiler cast. But yeah,
I can put it in.
No, oh, yeah, just bleep it. Just bleep the whole thing.
Okay, continue.
And I just need... Like, I don't know, I never really felt coaxed into doing the rest of the episodes because I kind of watched my friend do them. I was like, oh, I ruined it for myself.
It's really bleak. It is a super bleak game. It's not like a feel-good game.
The ending was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, no more spoilers, but yeah, I guess we have a spoiler cast that is no longer live, I guess. That's had to have been pulled as these podcasts come up. We're taking a bandwidth. But Nick, did you ever play them?
No, I never played any one of them.
Why? No interest?
no interest at the time, and now I'm really late to the party, maybe. And I didn't like Back to the Future at all, so that really turned me off of the prospect of playing another one.
All right. As somebody that's played both Back to the Future and Walking Dead, they're completely different games.
Okay, see, that's
Walking Dead is by far their best game.
Okay, because Back to the Future...
That was a slog.
I could not even begin to enjoy.
I finished the first episode and got into the second one. I was like, this is boring. It's just... No, like, it... The Walking Dead really just, like, drives. Like, they cut out all the boring walking around looking for items and stuff. It's like...
Okay, that's good news, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know how much... Because you really like... you really like having good, like, gameplay and stuff. And it's not much for gameplay. Like, it's like you click on an area... And you talk to someone and go through, like, dialogue trees, and then...
I like Journey a whole bunch.
I guess you're right. But you, I guess... yeah. I guess you're right. You don't... You spend a lot of time watching stuff, watching people talk, responding.
It's like Heavy Rain-ish, but not... But more dialogue-based and not, like, obnoxious, where you have to, like, hold the controller upside down and hit seven buttons at the same time.
Yeah, definitely
it.
Not difficult.
Yeah, but, like, it's like, oh, you have to mash this button... Or whatever.
I've obviously heard a great deal about them, so yeah, I might have to get on them.
Yeah, it's cool. Maybe the summer sale if it's cheap.
Oh, dude, I got it on the Indie Bundle for like $5.
So good. So good.
All of Telltale's games, actually. I just gave them all to one of my friends, except for The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but 400 days, pretty good. It's transition, I guess, before the next one comes out, which is apparently coming out this year, which is crazy. But... I liked it. I really liked it.
Are they doing an episodic, or is it...
Yeah, it's going to be... I think it's going to be another 5-episode episodic. This was only... This is crazy, because it's like 5 stories in one episode. The whole thing takes like an hour and a half. And so each little bunch is only like 15 to 20 minutes. 15 to 30, maybe. It's real short. And it's just kind of like a... Like, each one's kind of like what would be like a highlight of the other episodes. And so that part's kind of cool, but kind of like... I think what Ridge said in his post on the site is, like, there's not enough downtime for you to, like, get to know the characters to really care about them. It's more of, like, whoa, crazy things are happening. How am I going to react? So it's harder to, like, build these emotional connections. But it makes a lot of sense, because if as you assume, it seems like that the second season is going to be based around these characters. So it'll be nice, like, going into that already having a background of what everybody's up to.
It'd be great if you just never saw him again. Like, it was just one random 15-minute stint with him, and then you just never saw him again.
If that was the truth, then I would really... I would like... That'd be weird, because my feelings about this hinder so much on this continuing someday. Like, it's an awesome tease, but taken completely isolated, it's not narratively nearly to where any of the episodes from the first Walking Dead were.
Do you think Clementine's gonna be back in season 2?
Well, no, I do not.
I have zero idea what we're talking about.
Sorry, Kane. Clementine was the cute little girl from the first season.
Did she get eaten by her dad, like, in the end of Last of Us?
Yes.
Clementine gets eaten
spoilers.
By...
Spoilers.
Spoilers, Clementine got eaten by... Lee. I almost forgot his name. I was like,
Yeah, so...
No,
okay.
Actually, I think she gets eaten by Joel from Last of Us.
Oh, he like, jumped over the border. When we were watching, we're like, who's this guy even? And then the Last of Us came out and was like, oh, it's that guy.
Yeah, some cross-promotion stuff. That would be terrible. But no,
That would be terrible.
I was trying to, like, dance around spoilers here, but since you haven't finished it, you don't even know. So I will just say, at least to spoilers, Clementine does not get eaten by Lee by the end of Walking Dead.
But does Joel eat Lee?
Joel does not show up. There might be someone throwaway named Joel.
The big question is, Luke, how does Joel even get food then?
Joel?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you scavenge like you do in Bioshock in Last of Us?
Oh, well, yeah, totally. I mean, but not necessarily food. I guess you just find some when you're not looking.
Jeez. Oh, crap! I really hate to interrupt. I finally started playing Bioshock Infinite.
Did you? How do you feel about it?
An hour and a half in.
Wow, I feel like you're not loving it because you'd be more farther in, I think.
No. I had a couple minutes to kill, and I started it.
And how do you feel about it?
I mean, I liked it when I played. I really liked how, like, the catalyst started the game. Where, like, you're walking around Columbia, everything's really pretty. Stone this black lady.
Yeah!
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was intense. It was like, everything is so peaceful.
I absolutely loved how that transition took place.
Yeah. Did you try to throw it at them?
Huh?
Did you try to throw it at them?
No!
It's like, yeah, you racist.
Yeah, are you mentioning, Nick, are you a terrible racist? Or just...
Nick,
you've done
are you
some terrible
evil?
Things in video games, man.
Are you worse than
Hitler? No, that's totally true. No, I absolutely didn't. And then I got to the point where you get the flame grenades, and that's where I stop right now.
Oh, that's probably a thing that was, like, that kept me from liking Bioshock's gameplay as much as I should have, is, like, I got into them flame grenades, and I loved them so much that I stuck with them the whole time, and I feel like...
I'm almost at the point where I don't even want to use them.
Any of the special things? Or just
I really like punching things with the grinding fist.
Oh, it's so gory and...
What difficulty are you playing it on?
I was gonna do easy, but I did normal.
I think that's how I felt too. I think
I play games on hard mode because I don't know why. I guess I'm just super hardcore. And then I played it on 1997 mode.
1998
something mode. And my god, it's too fucking difficult.
Because
like if you die and you don't have any money, it just goes back to the main menu.
That's scary. I think
if I die, it takes all my money, and then I die again, and it's game over.
Yeah,
just,
like, I think I played through like. A half, maybe 3/4 on normal, and then I think I cut it down to easy because I was like, I don't even like this gameplay anymore.
No, I like hard games, but some games I just feel like that's not the push of their mission.
Yeah, the gameplay is not what stands out in Bioshock Infinite, that's for sure.
I thought it was super good. Like, I was kind of confused when I was going around hearing people talk about Bioshock Infinite, and they're like, the story, yes, all that's great. But then they're like, but the gameplay, and I was like, the gameplay was freaking awesome.
Do you play, like, Call of Duty at all, Cameron?
I have bought the last few Call of Duties, yes.
I always was
under the... Don't be ashamed of that. Do not be ashamed of that. I played Blops 2, and I effing loved it.
Black Ops 2 is great.
Dude, I was just under the impression that when people were saying stuff like that, it was just like, this shooting is not as tight as Call of Duty.
It feels old. It feels older school. It feels like Killing Floor is shooting, and I kind of like that because it feels like a game that isn't, you know, like Iron Sights and shoot. Like I was completely fine with just hip firing a dude with a shotgun and jumping around and being all like quick about it, sprinting around and stuff. And yeah, it did not feel like Call of Duty in the slightest.
Bioshock Infinite. That's a great game. Mm-hmm. That's a great game. I love that atmosphere.
Especially on hard, it like stuff mattered. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't just run around and be boring Call of Duty shooting because I would just die.
Right. Man, the fight over Bioshock Infinite, Last of Us Game of the Year stuff right now makes me want to play Last of Us a lot.
Oh man, watch Grand Theft Auto 5 come out and then add a third one into that.
Yeah. That.
Because that game looks super good. Oh my god! Like I can't review Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm gonna be so biased. I'm just gonna say it right now.
No, I was Time. I follow Time magazine on Twitter, and they posted something like 25 summer blockbuster games that you can't miss. And I'm like, there's no way there are 25 games coming out this summer that are worthy of playing.
It's like, man, it's like this new puzzle game for the iOS.
What are you saying, Nick?
There's just not 25 games coming out in summer, probably.
No, that's what I thought. And I'm like, how are they doing this? And then I looked it up, and it was like 80% of them were like in September or late August. And the other ones are like the Metal Gear Solid collection and all these collections.
Oh
like,
dude, that totally came out today.
Today?
I forgot that I was going to go buy that. Yeah, like the Metal
Sunday?
Gear Solid collection on the 7th. I seem to recall looking it up, and Metal Gear Solid Collection for the PS3
that
comes out July 7th.
Nintendo does.
That sounds like a Nintendo thing, but I wouldn't put it past Kojima to do something weird. So
just because.
Right.
I Google it, and it's all the HD collection, and that's totally not what I'm after.
I think it's called the Legacy Connect Collection or something. Anyway, Great. Is there anything else coming up? Because I guess that's those are the only two things I played. Play The Walking Dead.
We barely mentioned, I'm going to be playing Rogue Legacy, which is a little indie roguelike that came out last week, I think, and it's been getting really good traction around the web, so we're going to get our hands on it, and we're going to play it.
It's got a really cool concept. Like you said, it was it's almost like the Infinity Blade model, but in like a Castlevania.
Which that sounds so cool.
Right. Yeah. So you go through this castle, this randomly generated castle. You cruise through it. You get as much loot, as much money as you want. You eventually die because it's too hard. But then you get to choose like what attributes your offspring have. So you pick them. And you're like, oh, sweet, I want my guy to be tough in this way or that way. But then there are, like, random attributes, too, that are really funny. Like
colorblindness.
Yeah, you can be colorblind and everything is grayscale. Or, like, you can be farsighted so everything close to you is really blurry. And just all this silly stuff. And
you can be gay and it does absolutely nothing.
Yes, that's the best. And, yeah.
Subtle commentary.
Yeah, so then after that, you come back and you're like, well, I got all this money from my papa. Time to spend it all. Because as soon as you go in the castle, you lose it all. So then you just keep repeating this until you're tough enough to kill it. And that sounds like a great game. So hopefully good. But I don't know. Is
July
there anything else coming out this July 9th? Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
July 9th, yeah. I looked at Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection release date, and it's like September 3rd, 1998. I'm like, no, that's not.
Wait, are you... So are there any other games like this summer that you guys are excited for? I don't know if there is.
Really know any games coming out in the summer.
Wait, Tails? Aren't you still Tails?
Oh, Final Fantasy 13!
When is that coming out?
What, it's not coming out in summer?
I don't think so.
Oh, God, I don't know then.
Tails, is that August?
Dude, I don't know.
I think it is. I think
that's the game that I don't need to follow because as soon as it's out, I'm gonna get it. I don't even care.
Yeah, like the only game really coming out in, like, summer that I'm super excited about is Payday 2, because I loved Payday the Heist, and Payday 2 looks a lot better.
You loved Payday the Heist? I don't think I've heard that spoken before.
Really? Oh, that game's pretty great. I love it. Because I'm huge into co-op, and that's like my thing right there.
Yeah, Nick, Lightning Returns is February.
That's not even in this year.
That's terrifying. That's far away. Whew. Well,
what if I lose interest by then?
I might say that you might.
I might say that you might.
You're going to.
Man, no, I'm looking forward to Kingdom Hearts. Oh, I'm so stoked still for Kingdom Hearts. Guys, I'm gonna platinum that, but that's probably not gonna happen. A platinum's freaking tough.
I've never platinumed any game ever.
Me either. I've never cared about a game enough to platinum it, but Kingdom Hearts, guys, I tell you what. Oh, I guess we could, you know, start talking about specific stuff. We could go into this JRPG business, since we're still on Final Fantasy Kingdom Hearts JRPG business.
I would love to talk about that.
I would love to talk about that. Cameron, do you have any cares about leveling up in RPGs, in JRPGs, how it's messed up, and how we would
love... Oh, man, I've done enough leveling up for everyone. Not necessarily in JRPGs, though, more of an MMO thing. But yeah, I actually noticed that Final Fantasy VII came out on Steam. Like on the 4th.
Yeah.
And I've never played Final Fantasy, so I'm kind of like, I should get it.
Gosh,
it's $12.
That's definitely a place to start.
I mean, I've played Final Fantasy 14, but that's the only one. Like pre,
serious, man?
pre MMO shutdown. That's
my
the only one. It was like terrible.
Wait, you played the original like crap version of that?
Yes.
That's the worst way to get into Final Fantasy in history.
Yeah, I mean no, I was well aware that was nothing like the other Final Fantasy games. You know, I wasn't exactly like, "Oh, is this what everyone's been so hyped about?" Well, this sucks.
Wow. So speaking of JRPGs, Nick, what were we talking about?
Talking about leveling in JRPGs. It's like thrown into a big contest nowadays because the JRPG and the RPG in general have kind of been streamlined a lot more, I think. But it's because when you go back and play those old games or games that are set in such an old mold, like your Xenoblade or your Final Fantasy VII, which is in fact an old game, leveling they're all made to this point where I feel the game length is bloated. Because they expect you to grind, and I hate that.
Yeah, I heard a lot of that from Ni No Kuni, that game.
Yeah, like, so we were just texting, and how I always thought leveling would be best is how me and my friends do leveling in our Dungeons and Dragons campaign. We'll play for a night, and then at the end of that, you just level up. And you get to do all your powers and stats. And I think that's how JRPG should go, where the story can be paced properly. It can actually not feel like there's an abyss of beige in between each boss fight. And then when you do fight the boss fight, you just get a flat level up. Everyone gets to do X amount of XP gain and powers and stuff like that.
And you unlock the Crash Man suit.
Yeah, and, like, you can get items and stuff. Who doesn't love items in new towns and stuff? And that can still be there, but having to grind and grind and grind and grind, that's when I lost interest in Xenoblade.
Definitely,
When I got to the point where I was just like, okay, I have to do nothing for 2 hours to keep going.
I really like that idea. Like, you could still level up, like, normally if you wanted to. But, like, just once you got to a boss or beat a boss or something, like, if you weren't at the level they thought you should be, it would just bump you up a couple levels to where you should be. Like, that's awesome.
I don't know if this is going to be a successful sports analogy, but kind of like the Tour de France, where everyone stops after, like, a day and then they start again. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. I described it like a staircase, actually, and that's a way better analogy.
Yeah.
Where Lance Armstrong spins his talent points.
Yeah, where you just hit these plateaus along the timeline that kind of reset you to where you need to be. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And, because, you know, other, like, especially Western JRPG developers have tried different ways. Like, I know Bethesda, like, they love to do the scaling enemy thing.
Yeah.
They try to scale, but I hate that. I really hate that, because you never feel like a badass, ever. Because everything
fighting
just
other dudes. Yeah. And you're leveling up and still fighting the same dudes.
Yeah, because even if you level up, the stuff around you is just stronger now. So I feel like it's kind of crippling, but I really like your idea, Nick. Or even if, like, every time you died or every time, like, you lost in a boss battle or something like that, maybe that boss would be taken down, like, a level. Or
that's a cool, yeah, that's really cool because, see, in Western RPGs, I feel like there really is no vertical gain, you know? Like, you never feel like you're getting strong. You get to do more stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying in the Elder Scrolls, like, now I can, I don't know, disarm someone when I hit them instead of just hitting them harder.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I really don't think I've ever found a Western RPG that I've, like, really fell in love with. Like, any of them. It's weird.
Oblivion I like a lot, and I know you dislike that game.
Yeah.
Dragon Age was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like Dragon Age?
Dragon Age Origins is great. I didn't much care for 2, but I sat down and played through all of Dragon Age Origins in, like, one day.
That's
it seems like a lot of Western RPGs, I have, like, the same problem, where, like, at the beginning, I love it, I love making my character, I love the start, then, like, 10, 15 hours in, I just go, no, I'm done. That's what happened with me in Dragon Age. I was like,
I think what happened with me is my internet just, like, completely croaked for, like, a week, so I was like, I need something, and then I got Dragon Age on my Xbox and just went with that.
That would make sense.
I also like Guild Wars 2's leveling, where you level normally, blah, 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 but the leveling is not exponential in-gain, it's linear. So, from level 1 to 2, it takes about 90 minutes. From level 79 to 80, it takes about 90 minutes. It's awesome.
Wow.
And when you go down to, like, I could take my level 80 character to starting regions. I'd be dropped down to starting level, but I would keep all of my gear's stat and augments. So I actually am going to be much more powerful than the, like, level 1 people there.
That kind of reminds me of, like, how Dark Souls does it. Where
a little bit, yeah.
Where it's, like, it's so much on, like, learning. More on learning than it is on, like, leveling. Like, I know, like, people, if they've, like, played through Dark Souls, they can go back in with, like, a fresh character and get way farther than, like, a noob would be able to do.
Yeah, well, Dark Souls is, that's such a weird RPG, man.
It is a weird, that's just a weird game.
It's like a Western RPG made by not Western people.
Yeah, I totally feel that. That's a weird game formula, and it's worked for them really well so far.
Yeah, and people are crazy stoked for that Dark Souls 2.
They should be. It's a great series. I hope I pray to God they actually don't make another one after this, though.
Yeah, I think.
I'm disappointed they didn't go with a new Souls name, like Dragon Souls or something.
Oh yeah, that would have been cool.
I was like, Dark Souls 2? Why not Demon Souls 2?
The true reason behind that is Sony owns the Demon Souls name, so when they wanted to go multi-platform, they had to change it. Yeah. Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah, because Demon Souls is only a PS3 game.
Shocking. Yeah. Exclusives have some sort of negative influence on the industry again.
But there are some weird people that like Demon Souls better.
I never played Dark Souls. I only played Demon Souls, and I absolutely adored it.
You adored Demon Souls? I was not aware.
Excellent game.
Man, I played like a half hour, and I was like, oof.
We're finding all these games where it's like surprising that we like them.
Yeah.
It's like, you like Payday? What? You like Demon Souls? What?
Yeah, good game, but back to leveling. Do you have any suggestions, either of you two? Because that's the best leveling I could think of, because the exponential level gain is so dated, and it's so punishing, and it's so crippling for pacing. Yeah. Because, like, the first level, you can get level 1 for, like, a boss fight, and then the end of the game's like an hour a level, and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, when there are a lot of side quests, it's really hard to do it, because you can't, like, what do you balance it for when you just do it the traditional way? Like, do you just go like, okay, if they go through all the story missions and fight all the enemies in between, like, straight lines between each node of quests, then they're at the right level to tackle bosses? Or it's like, well, maybe if they do half of these missions, like, you don't know what somebody's going to do. Like, you don't know how much experience they're going to have.
Yeah, and you could either overpower or cripple one side of the spectrum.
Yeah, so you have to mess with it on, like, the enemy side one way, like you were saying, or have it be dependent on something else than people running around killing stuff.
Yeah, because if you have it where you get to X point and you're just X level, you could control... I feel like you have better control over the pacing and the difficulty that way.
Yeah.
Instead of, you could be anywhere from level 40 to 80 right now.
Mm-hmm. I do like how, like... I don't know if Diablo does it, but like how Torchlight does it too, where like you're in an area and... when you're going to move to, like, another big area, the gates will say, like, recommended level 12 to 14.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, that doesn't really solve having to kill a bunch of stuff around there, but you kind of know where you are before you jump into something way over your head, which always bugs me.
I think another thing that you could do is, like, say you're fighting something that's too high level for you, you go into that, and they just start dropping, like, a lot more XP on you. That could be exploitable, so, like... like, I'm just going to level through all of this in, like, no time flat by just killing things, because killing things at too high level would just... that, or they could just have the leveling be stuff that's more, like, convenience sake and not, like, hard, like, improvements to the character, you know?
Or maybe if, like, the game... like, because a lot of JRPGs, most of them don't have, like, difficulty scales. So that could be cool if, like, you started off on normal or whatever, you get to a place where everything's really tough... you pull it down from, like, normal to...
yeah, Tails does. It's relatively successful because what Tails does, I don't know about well, but what we enjoy the most about Tails is that we play on hard. Well, we play on the hardest we can. You can unlock harder difficulties. And the bosses are so ridiculously hard. But, like, grinding... and, like, normal guys, it's just a really satisfying level pacing. And if sometimes we'll get overpowered and we'll just skip all the just rando fights in between them and a boss. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll just throw the leveling curve off really badly somehow. And it gives you a way to get back on track really well.
Can you change it on the fly, the difficulty?
I think... not, like, on the fly. Like, you can't be in the middle of a fight and do it.
Oh,
but
right,
you can change it whenever you want, ostensibly speaking.
I think that's cool. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe that could be an option of, like, okay, everything's too hard right now. If I pull down this difficulty slider a little bit, then all the enemies shift down this much.
Because really, who wants, if you're into the story, who wants to stop and grind?
Right.
And how many RPGs I've played where I had to grind and totally forgot what I was doing when I was done?
Definitely. That happened to me playing Xenoblade the other day. I was like, wait, where am I supposed to go? I can't remember. That was yesterday, last night. I was like, there's no arrow right now because I've been just running around. I don't remember what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. I feel like making, like, skill-based RPGs is also a good idea. But, you know, it's not for everybody. You know, somebody doesn't, you know... like, Dark Souls, for I would say, is a more skill-based kind of game, even though you do do all sorts of stuff with that, but it's like, you could go in there on a high level character and get stabbed to death by a guy at the beginning of the game if you're just standing there.
Right. Curiouser. We'll see. Maybe this next generation, maybe someone will get clever. But I don't know. Yeah, with JRPGs? Yeah, right. They've been the same for like
a Dragon Age 3, it's going to revolutionize RPGs.
Yeah.
Yes, JRPGs are the one genre I think just dead. Just, they're not changing ever.
I know. And then, because the ones that get praise are the ones that, like, still do it, like, the old way. Like, because Ni No Kuni, a lot of them are like, this is like a good old school RPG. Or, like, Rainbow Moon, when that came out, people are like, this is great.
Maybe you just need some time off.
Right, yeah. And it's like every time they try to, like, innovate with something, it seems like, oh, this is not nearly as good as the old way of doing JRPGs. Everyone just does the old way.
Which led me to talk about how I was excited for Lightning Returns because it doesn't even look like a JRPG at all.
No. I guess the first one didn't feel very much like a JRPG, but I don't know what have they changed differently? Do you know specifics at all?
It just looks like an action game.
That would be good. That would be good. I'm totally
down with that. Like, I think that's like a good idea for that series.
Mm. Well, that's why I'm excited for what is it now? 15 or whatever? Final Fantasy 15? Because that's completely real time system.
That looks cool.
Because I think 13.3 is still going to be on the regular 13 combat system where it's like
synergies or something weird like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a timer. You like slot what actions you're going to take and it kind of plays out in front of you. Yeah, it's a cool combat system. It's cool enough. I had fun with it. It's deep and you don't, and in 13 at least, I didn't realize how deep it was right away. Kind of with Xenoblade, but even more so. So I could just slash my way through the first everybody and then boom, just like we've been talking about, there was a cliff of like, this is really hard right now. And you have to figure out this combat system that you've been ignoring for the past 12 hours.
Guys, I've got breaking news.
What's that?
FIFA 14 is coming to the PlayStation 2.
What? You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I had no idea.
Break it out, guys. We've got to play some soccer.
I thought PlayStation 2 got its last game like a month ago or something. This is crazy.
You thought wrong.
I did. That thing is incredible. Well, I think we've exhausted that talk a bit. JRPGs, get it together, man. Get it together. Anything beyond that, Cam, did you have anything we wanted to touch on? Or anything we could...
Oh, God, I was just watching the news that I was keeping up with was that they're kind of teasing at a Halo 3 PC port at RTX.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. And then they're like, people were like, hey, somebody asked them on Twitter and said, are the rumors true about you working on a PC Halo 3? Feel free to plead the fifth. And they said, we plead the fifth, smiley face. If you go into like Halo 3, they had some message up for a little bit that said something like keep in touch for big news about Halo 3, and then like a heart, and it said from 343, and everyone's getting like crazy hyped over it.
Dude, so is that any specific? Is somebody so posted? Good. It's my
any specific Halo date when we can expect HDV to go offline or can prepare? And he says no need for tissues, and there should be an update on this front within the next month or so. So like and. Halo 3 appeared on the Steam database, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's happening. And then RTX happened, and guess what? They announced a Halo 3 map pack for Halo 4. And,
wow.
And the entire internet just sat on it and were like, are you fucking kidding me?
What? I don't understand that logic. Like, why? Like, Halo 2 is on PC. Why isn't Halo 3? Is there like a
I think they just, after Halo 2 kind of tanked, they're like, whatever, let's stop wasting money on this shit, or there's some sort of licensing deal or whatever with Microsoft, where, I don't know.
The same thing happened with Fable. Like, Fable 1's on PC, Fable 3 is on PC, but not Fable 2. Nobody knows why.
That has to be licensing.
That's stupid.
Halo 4 wasn't even on PC, and Microsoft is supposed to be trying to push their gaming, like...
I know, yeah. I'm glad that they've completely dropped games for Windows Live at this point.
Right, I'm surprised they didn't just go, like, Halo 4, dude, you want to play it? Get Windows 8. Like, they've done that with some...
Oh, God, that would be so dumb. Oh, my God. Halo 2 was a complete failure on PC because of the Vista requirement.
What were you saying, Nick?
They're actually doing that with that Halo twin-stick shooter. It's only Windows 8 devices.
Yeah, you're right. They are. That Spartan Assault or whatever it's called.
But yeah, that's not like a big deal of a game, I would say. But like Halo 3 on PC would be pretty insane. Like, that would be a huge deal.
Dude, I put more hours into Halo 3 than probably any game in college.
Oh my gosh.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
We played...
It's funny because I'm excited for it, but I hate competitive multiplayer shooters, so I wouldn't even play it.
Interesting.
That's the first Halo game with Forge. It is so fun.
Yeah.
Forge is Legos for big kids.
Forge is Legos for big kids? What is Forge? Well,
Legos are Legos for big kids.
Map editor.
Map editor?
Super accessible map editor.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. The ones in 4 and Reach are better, but that was the first one, and we did a lot of fun stuff with it.
I remember, like, there was the one map in Halo 3 where it was, like, the desert, and it had that big tank thing.
Oh, Sandtrap, yeah.
Yeah, and I would, like, spawn a ton of exploding barrels, like, underneath it, and blow it up and flip the tank through the air. And I was like, yeah, this is what Forge is made for.
It's Forge's... I would pay $60 for Forge alone on PlayStation.
Just Forge?
Oh my
gosh.
Dude,
I would pay $60 for Forge on PC or PlayStation without even hesitating.
Why PlayStation?
Well, I just was thinking another console.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of
Luke,
editors.
It's basically like Little Big Planet for first-person shooters. Like, you can create anything. You can customize the game type, gravity, make your own level. You can do anything. It's so brilliant.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, Griffball? Have you heard of Griffball, Luke? Probably not. Not to be rude.
No, not at all.
It's a sport that's an e-sport that takes place in Halo, and it's not shooting.
Teach me.
Okay, there's a ball in the center of the court, okay?
Okay.
You've played Halo enough that you know what the sword does, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you know what the hammer does?
I did not know there was a hammer.
Okay, it's a big hammer, and if you hit someone, it either kills them or it sends them flying if you don't hit them directly.
Okay.
You get a ball, and you can throw it and pass it, and everyone else who doesn't have a ball has a sword and hammer, but when you get the ball, you have to run to the other side and score it in X of a zone just by standing in the zone, and there's, like, jetpacks and sprinting and swords and hammers, and, like, the ball can be used as a weapon.
Have you played this?
Oh, yeah. The Halo 4 has an entire lobby of Griffball.
Can you kill? Yeah, like, can you like kill randos if they don't have the ball?
Yeah. That's a lot of the point. Like, okay. You block and stuff.
This is crazy. This sounds like
it's
something
so
I would love.
Fun, man.
It almost reminds me of like, did you ever play Blitzball in Final Fantasy X?
I was gonna say, please don't say Blitzball.
It's so bad. I hated Blitzball.
I hated Blitzball.
It's so bad.
I watched that, and it was just confusing to me. Like, I had no idea what the hell was going on.
It was so hard. I think that's as far as I got in Final Fantasy X.
That's
I just thought Walker was cool. I was like, yeah, he throws a ball.
Yeah, because that's John DiMaggio or whatever, right? Yeah, that's
really?
John DiMaggio. Totally is, yeah.
Really?
He can do
wow.
Anything.
Yeah, the game jumped the shark at that point.
That was ridiculous. I thought it was cool before they let you play it. And when they let you play it, I'm like...
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you have to play it?
Yeah, at one point you have to, like, win the cup or something. I don't know.
Win the cup.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Blitzball is not as cool as Griffball, apparently.
Watch a video of Griffball and tell me you don't want to play it.
I probably should. So the final message here then, Cameron, is that this is not coming to PC, probably?
Well, they're still alluding to it, so everyone's like, maybe it's some other thing that Bungie's at, and they'll just probably disappoint there, and it'll just go on, and then probably come out in, like, 5 years. Who knows? Like, everyone's just guessing at this point now, because, like, there was real evidence that it would happen at RTX, and then it didn't, so everyone was just like, well, I guess.
Yes, that sucks.
Guess we're back to the waiting.
All right. I guess the only thing I was going to talk about is, we're getting kind of long in the tooth here, but the only thing I was going to talk about is the Double Fine thing, but I don't know if it really needs to be talked about, especially when Nick and I have already kind of set our...
Just stop complaining.
Kind of already set our piece on how we feel about Double Fine asking for or saying that they need more money to finish the game, their Double Fine Adventure Kickstarter. But if you want to read pretty much the same idea on the site, two different articles, just told in two different ways, they're there for you. That's gamers-association.com for all you. And, Nick, before we really close this off, we gotta do a PAX update 2013. Where we're sitting compared to last week.
Very pessimistic now.
Everything went bad. Last week it was great, and I was approved, and Nick was almost approved, and then we don't know what happened.
Yeah, we're waiting. We're waiting. We don't want to bug him too much.
No, yeah, it's like a...
Please respond.
I wish I had a metaphor for it, but you gotta just like ease into it. You don't wanna scare
him away.
PAX
is like a hot girl on Facebook. Don't weird her out. She won't give you any passes.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, hopefully we will get Nick Kane. We'll find out. Not next week though, because that's an update that I haven't said yet. But this week I'm going to my grandparents' lake place to just like relax and chill for 3 days, and I will have no internet. So if you guys want a podcast, we can set that up, but I will not be around to set it up and stuff. So yeah, that probably won't happen.
Just be like a 3-hour video of all of us playing Killing Floor.
That could be cool. You guys could live stream something. That'd be funny.
Oh man, I'd totally set up a Twitch account and like XSplit and everything. I was like, I am ready to live stream and ask for donations.
Donations? That'd be funny.
Give me money, I'll play video games.
GA fundraising. That'd be cool. Anyway, so I think that'll pretty much close her up. Are any final thoughts from you guys? You used to do that rant or recommend thing. I don't know if you want to bring that back ever.
I really recommend the GT6 demo. That's a great thing.
Yeah, you didn't even talk about that. You are not a car sim player.
I haven't played a car sim since GT2.
But wow, 2. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that
was man.
Like
40
years ago.
That's like we didn't have time, but I wanted to talk about like genres that we used to love and just stopped playing. And mine is car sims, and I'm probably gonna buy GT6 just because I find them really relaxing. So I liked it. Just give it a whirl. It's unspeakably pretty. It's Gran Turismo.
Wow, Cameron, you got anything in mind? This is curious because now I might actually download that demo though.
Killing Floor and Sonic Racing. Let's call them Sonic Racing. We're both on sale. Buy them quickly.
Please call it Sonic Racing.
Cool. And I'm gonna... Should I rant? I don't feel like ranting. I could recommend. I'm just gonna, like, try to future see here and just hope that this recommendation is good. I got a pre-screening pass to go see Pacific Rim on Tuesday.
Nice!
And I am really hoping that that's gonna be killer. Because Kanye and Kojima already said it's really good. So
then it's got to be good.
So
it must
be good, right? Yeah, guys. Guillermo del Toro's crazy giant robots versus monsters movie.
That sounds exactly what I need in my life right now.
Right. Comes out Friday. Go see it for shizzle. Anyway, guys, thank you for coming by. Coming by, stopping by the internet today, and hanging out, talking about video games.
Yeah.
I was your host. Luke Frazier. You can find me at Luke A. Frazier on the internet's Twitters. Nick Kane.
Hey.
At Old Leaf Nick. In the future, you're going to be able to buy his book, but not yet.
Yeah.
In the future. In the future.
Buy his book so he can buy a microphone.
Yeah. So you could buy a new iPhone when that one comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life.
And Cameron. At Cameron Wasmond.
Yes. That's good.
That was good. I'm so good. I love it. You can find him on the Twitters right there too. We don't have Peter this week, so everyone here is on Twitter. Twitter one. It's great.
Twitter one, Peter Zero.
Twitter one. And you can find just us, everything we do, everything we write, the stuff that's just not nonsense. A little less nonsensical at least.
My ridiculous YouTube videos.
Yeah, you can find those. Gamers-association.com. Follow that at GamersASSN, all that cool stuff. It's cool. Follow us. We like to talk about video games. It's fun. Yep. If you want to write in, that'd be great. We would love to answer some mails.
We guarantee something for free.
Yeah, we will do anything to get our first fan mail written in. It will be great. Send that to our Twitter's accounts, our Facebooks. You can send it anywhere. Send it to any one of us. Just let us know you want it to be there. You can send it to our email address, staff@gamers-association.com.
Fax it.
We just want it. Writing about anything, about which cereal you should have for breakfast, about
carrier pigeon,
about girl problems, about boy problems, about anything, man. Do it. It'll be fun. All right, we should probably wrap this up. All right, I'll see you guys later. This is fun. Not next week though. That might not happen. If it does, it's gonna be different.
I'm gonna play like twice as many games just to make it go even longer now.
Alright. Well, I'll see you guys later then.
Everybody take care.
Goodbye. Have a
Don't
lovely
drugs.
Week. Bye. So Nick, what else have you been doing today other than thinking about placentas?
Playing Animal Crossing, went grocery shop. Oh, I watched Wimbledon finals.
Did you?
What, yeah, man.
My Twitter people were freaking out over Wimbledon. People that I didn't know cared about tennis.
Yeah, dude, I liked watching tennis a lot. It's fun.
Wait a minute, weren't you in tennis once upon a time?
I play like on weekends and stuff every now and again.
That's awesome. Did you play in high school?
No.
Man, that was not you. I thought that was you. That was somebody.
It could be someone.
Cameron, I don't know what he's doing. This is not cool.
Yeah, where is this bad boy?
Yeah, where is this bad boy? He just... Man, I don't know how to use Skype. Like, how do you go back... How do you go back to IMs and this stuff?
You hit the little thing that looks like a bunch of lights. It's three horizontal lines, and it'll say show messages.
Oh.
He says, now I'm having sound problems.
But that's not good.
Yeah, I don't rightly know.
Cameron, stop. Ooh, that sounds weird.
What, do you hear him now?
No, he hasn't picked up yet.
Okay.
Just your cool little drumming thing, like, it sounded cool. So I was going to go to church this morning, and then I got scared and left.
Of church?
Yeah. Because I always go to, like, the contemporary service, but my church decided they wanted to be cool and, like, united. And they slammed them both together for July, like, bringing the community together. So I was like, I'll check this out. And I went, and it was terrifying. It was all these old people dressed up.
Was it, like, Catholic? Like, Roman Catholic?
Oh, no, it's Lutheran, but it was, like, traditional Lutheran, and I'm not used to that. And it was just, like, singing hymns and all these
old... Yeah, I went to a Roman Catholic school for 8 years.
Wow!
Those masses are ridiculously boring.
My girlfriend in high school, I was at her... She was raised Catholic, and I went to her, like, confirmation, and that was crazy.
Dudes
that look like the Pope with big hats. And
they're cardinals. They're called cardinals.
That's them.
Oh, cardinals. Hang on. I got another message. Hang on.
All right. I think it's working now.
Cameron, where you at, man?
It's actually letting me join.
Where you been, dog?
Man, I don't know. I was trying to connect, but, like, I would click answer, and then it would just, like, minimize it.
What do you have to say about cardinals?
Cardinals? Isn't that a bird?
Correct. We were talking about
correct.
Catholic cardinals.
I was thinking it was going to be a baseball team.
Yeah, I think
team.
They're only Roman and Roman... Yeah, I'm pretty sure cardinals are a solely Roman Catholic thing.
Do you have an opinion on Roman...
That is the one thing in this world I have no opinion on.
But there was, like, when I went to... This confirmation, though, like, is it usual when they just have, like, people dressed up, like, people that go to that church, like, holding the book for him to read out of?
Yeah, man, the Roman Catholic, like, it's like processions of meaningless shit. Like, it's so unorganic, I think, because, like, yeah, like I said, I went to a Catholic school, so I've been to hell of masses, and, yeah, they're all pretty boring, and... Not fun at all.
And really long.
Really? Most Roman Catholics are only like 45 minutes.
Wow. Well, I guess mine was like a confirmation service, so...
Confirmation service.
Yeah, that's definitely its own thing. Like,
yeah,
dude, when I got confirmed, I got $3,000 in gift money.
What?
Right, it's like a big thing for me, like Catholicism.
Wow.
$1,000.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. Those Catholics love giving you money for that.
Oh my gosh, that blows my mind. Wow, church guys.
I was in Catholic school from 5th grade to college.
Why?
And in high school, I went to an all-male high school.
How was that? Rowdy?
Awesome. I can't imagine going to a high school with girls.
Why? Why? This is fascinating.
It must be so distracting, wanting to fuck half of the populace at all times.
You know, we're not like, not everyone's like a stereotypical male that just can't help but stare at people and want to rip their clothes off.
What I'm saying is, a lot of people are, and that has got to be distracting.
Oh yeah, it's a hormonal bounce of energy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. So like, no, I want to actually rather like, my school's really big into high school, obviously not, I don't go to school now.
Yeah.
Is really big into sports. Like, in 2012, there were more people in professional sports from my high school than any other high school in the country.
What? What high school did you go to?
This is DeMatha. It's in Hyattsville, Maryland. It's right by University of Maryland.
So are you a professional at something? That
yeah, I'm a professional athlete. If you didn't know, I'm really good at sports. They also have a really, really highly ranked like band and science program. It's just a really good school.
Oh my gosh. But,
no one follows professional lacrosse, but like the best professional lacrosse player like in the world like sat behind me in religion class and shit.
Gosh. So what sport were you good at? Like curling?
Oh, I wasn't good at sports. I had a art scholarship there. And I was in honors math and science.
Nice. We're dealing with a genius here.
Honors, I'm not AP.
Renaissance man.
What else? I played lacrosse. I did rowing. I did intramural volleyball.
Rowing? This is such a prep school. Rowing. Wow.
Well, it's 70% black inner city kids. That's why they're so good at sports.
70%.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
You probably had more black inner-city kids in that high school than South Dakota has in its entire state.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
Oh, thank God. Okay, I just almost made a mistake in Animal Crossing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at this now. Maryland is the number one place for even public schools.
Yeah, it's a great state for that.
Do you want to know what the number one worst is?
Is it Minnesota?
South Dakota, where I was born in, or not born, but it's where I went to most of my years. Everything but kindergarten in. But that's not my fault, okay? So my school is actually pretty good. The thing that kills it is that a lot of South Dakota is like reservations, and they have way different standards for stuff.
Yeah, no, reservations are almost, for all intents and purposes, it's private schools there, right?
Yeah.
Which means that there's no state regulation, there's no standardized testing or anything like that.
They don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Private schools can either be the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also, we pay, like, I think lower than anybody else for our teachers, so it's kind of a disaster. But,
we're
on the complete edges of the spectrum. This is wild.
Yeah, just the cost of living out here is really expensive, obviously, though, too. So, like, but, like, my dad works for the Howard County Highway Association, and, like, dude, they take, man puts a lot of money into their public works and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I mean, that's like, I don't know, whatever.
Well, I got a C in math class in high school.
Which really?
Class? All math classes?
Wow. Just
math
all
was
of them.
Awesome.
The one called math class.
I was really good at math until like pre-calc and shit like that.
No, I was really good at math until college. Like I killed calc in high school. I took that AP stuff. Then I got to college and took calc 2, And I left it after less than a month because it was scary.
No, and then I went to college and I was taking graphics design, so like they tried to put me in like higher level math classes. Mm-hmm.
Higher level math is not fun. That doesn't make
sense. I know, and like I'm an art major basically, so like I don't need this in any way, shape, or form. So I just dropped it within the first week.
Dude, do you still have like your like portfolio of stuff you did in college? I would love to see this stuff.
Most likely. I don't know, man.
Cool. What did you go through like all the mediums? Was most of your stuff like digital or?
Most of it's digital, but you had to do like drawing, painting, sculpture. I did obviously a lot of writing classes, and I did a lot of world religion classes also.
Wow. Learning all about...
And I did a lot of film classes.
I took one film class, and it was great. Film's like
awesome.
It was... I took, like, the best film class, like, not the one that's, like, super serious, but one where it's, like, we're gonna... Like, I was taught by, like, this hippie, and she's just like, we're just gonna watch these movies, and afterwards, we're gonna sit in a circle and talk about them. And that's the whole class. It was awesome.
No, I took one screenwriting. Could not have been a better class.
Wow.
I tried to write a really bad like action B movie, and my teacher just like hated it because he's really into like bullshit indie art house movies.
Oh no!
It was awesome. The movie was called "Don't Count on It," and it was the character's like catchphrase, and he would always say it in like places that didn't make sense.
Wow.
So like, one more thing, Johnson, try not to die. And he just goes, don't count on it. It's no sense.
And that was the last time we ever saw Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and I took, the Bible as literature.
They offered that.
Sure, that class was a mess.
I didn't watch it.
Dude, well, the teacher that I took writing children's literature, that was a good class.
What do you know about writing children's literature that's different from other literatures?
It's
make it easy?
Arguably harder to get a book published, I think, in children's literature.
What? Why?
Well, not like young adult. Like, that shit anyone can.
Yeah, not but, that trash.
Like, an illustrator, like, that's the main reason. Like, getting, like, the production of a children's book done is a big ordeal. Like, it's a lot of work from a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding. Those big
so,
pages.
So, yeah, for that class, I wrote this story about this guy who kidnapped children.
Oh my gosh.
He would eat them.
Oh my gosh.
But, like,
badass.
It was worse because, like, it wasn't him eating them. It was actually him raping them, but I alluded to it as he would eat the kid.
It's just so bad.
It was really funny.
Was your teacher cool with that?
Oh, yeah, he was an absolute drug-addled nut job.
Wow.
Like, boy, this is as indie art house as it gets.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, he would, like, keep them in a cage and stuff. It was funny. But like, it was, like, a kid's book, but it was just funny because it was in class, so no one cares.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so, funny. Yeah. Want to get going? I'm stoked. Yeah.
Wait, Cam, are you in college? I don't even know.
No, I'm not. I dropped out of high school, and I'm going to college eventually, but, you know.
That's holy shit, great. Man.
Did you really? Yeah. Do you have a diploma? Or, like, a GED? Or
I got my GED, yeah. Wow. But I was kind of a dumb pothead in high school, so I kind of just sit around and play video games with all my friends instead of going to class. Caused a bit of problems when I was going into the 11th grade and still in 9th grade classes.
Mm.
I was like, wait, bad idea.
Well, just look where you are now, like, writing for a very successful internet website.
Very. I failed writing so bad, and that's the best part.
Dude, I don't know, like, high school, like, it's a joke. It's one of those things that, like, I don't think it, like, counts how smart you are, I just think I put into it.
Oh, there you go.
Because, like, education, like, going to college is basically just about how much work time you're willing to put into your schoolwork. Like, it's ridiculous.
Definitely.
My friend is a high school teacher, and, like, he would just basically flat out says, like, if he likes a kid, they'll get, like, he calls it a gentleman's C.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, dude, well, he actually has a really good job. He's a long-term sub, so, like, the most common case is a lady gets pregnant.
Yeah.
He just takes over her class for, like, 9 months or something.
Oh, my gosh. I had this guy, one of those long-term subs. This guy was, like, a legend at my high school. His name was Mr. Paganini. And he started every class out with this, like, really long joke. It took, like, 10 minutes. Classes are, like, 50 minutes or whatever in high school. It took, like, just this, like, big 10-minute joke, and he would tell it with his eyes closed. And nobody knew why. And he just made these weird jokes the whole time. He never talked about anything.
That's my friend. You're literally describing my friend.
It's great. I love them.
Have you seen my Facebook profile picture?
Yeah.
The guy I'm with is that guy.
Nice.
And, like, he starts every one of his classes with a pun, and if, like a kid gets it, he just gives him bonus points.
I love that.
And, like, yeah, he's a mess. And, like, oh my god, like, so, he's a sub, like, he works there, like, the people know him, but he's not, like, on salary or anything.
Yeah.
So he's, like, walking down the hall one day, and, like, this teacher comes up, and he's never met him. He's like, hey, do you want to come in here? He's like, you're Mr. Hollis, right? He's like, yeah. And he goes in, and there's just a full-size portrait of him some kid drew on the blackboard. he's awesome. He's a good guy.
That's so cool. Yeah, I thought about being an English teacher for a while, because I'm like,
I regret not getting a teacher's degree. Like, really? That's one of the things, like, I would love to be a teacher. Who wouldn't want to love to be a teacher, I feel like?
I love editing stuff, so just being an English teacher would be great.
Dude,
get that red pen out and just start circling shit.
No kidding. No,
like, I would love to be a teacher. It's one of those things that, like, I kind of realized I would like doing, like, 3.5 years into college. I was like, well, that's not ever going to happen.
Yeah. Unlike me, like, I kind of realized freshman year that, like, this would be awesome, and then my dad was like, no. That's crap. You're not going to do that. You don't make enough money. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but he's 27 years old, and he has never not had a summer vacation.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's like out of two.
Yeah, he has 2 bachelors, a master's, and a teaching cert. He's the most overeducated person I know.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he has a master's in history, so, I mean, you don't really have a choice what you're going to do with your life then.
Yeah.
You're going to be a history teacher.
Yeah, this kid I know that just graduated with a history degree, but decided not to get a teaching certificate or whatever. I think he's, like, selling concessions at their Twins games right now or something like that.
Yeah, I know one other person with a history degree, and he actually works at a place called Aberdeen Proving Grounds, which is like a military base, which I think is a badass job for a historian. He's a historian.
Oh my gosh. Any place called Proving Grounds is probably pretty intense.
One of my other really good friends works there as an engineer. He got to drive a tank one day.
Oh my gosh. I might get to drive a tractor one day at my job. That's not nearly as cool.
Yeah.
We should probably get this video game thing started.
What are video games even anymore?
I don't know. They have probably something to do with tanks. There might be some tanks in there.
Oh, World of Tanks for the Xbox 360 coming soon.
For free. Behind gold. And the people are pissed. Anyway,